Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. O Lord, please have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, I know I do not deserve you, nor have I ever deserved you. But please, love me with your powerful and unconditional love anyway. Jesus began, I will have mercy on whom I choose to show mercy, and even the most vile of men I will embrace with my mercy, if only they will ask. We have a lot of witches in the neighborhood, and they're here every single night setting up their juju against us. And then the Lord tears it down and protects us, and we keep going. And part of the reason I have found out, and this is going to be a real eye-opener for you guys, is that we have some homework to do, some purgatory to do. In other words, we've repented, God has forgiven us, but there's still work to do to make what was done wrong, to make it done right. And for that, we suffer. And purgatory is a place where we all find the mercy of God and see our sins for what they are. And we're cleaned up so we can go into heaven. I don't know if you guys remember that message I did on Faustina when the Lord took me to the Carmelite monastery in heaven. St. Faustina came to the table and I was jealous of her from across the room. And everyone in the room knew immediately what had happened. And she came running to me and knelt beside me and said, oh, Mother, don't feel bad. We've all had to struggle with this very same thing. Well, when we go to heaven permanently, we don't have those struggles because you've been cleaned off of us. So there'll be more on this message pretty soon, because a lot of things that we are suffering right now have to do with a debt that we owe. Even as the scriptures say, you will not be let out of jail until every last penny has been paid. That doesn't mean we're not forgiven. It just means that we have homework to do to clean up our attitudes so that we can walk into heaven. And this is a hotly disputed issue in the Christian community, but there's plenty of scriptural evidence of it, and I'm going to be releasing a message soon about that. And lately he's been showing me that all these difficulties we're having with the witches have to do with our purgatory. There shouldn't be open doors. They shouldn't be landing here. The problems we have with them shouldn't be landing here. But because of some unfinished business from our lives, there are a few open doors. And the Lord is most graciously helping us to close them before he takes us, so we won't have to go to purgatory. So moving on, the Lord said, I will embrace them with my mercy if only they will ask. My precious local witches and warlocks, do you think I hate you? No, I do not. Rather, I grieve for all the ways your minds have been twisted so you can no longer see the truth. I am making a provision for you. Yes, in spite of all you've done against my servants, I still care for you and desire to see you in the kingdom of God with us. Very simply put, you are precious to me. I knit you together in your mother's womb and fashioned you to become a living reflection of my dreams for mankind. Each one of you are uniquely knit together in your mother's womb with incalculable gifts, talents, and abilities to represent the glory of your Creator and lead you forth in victory, not succumbing to my enemy's plan to destroy you before you can ever manifest my glory. I have been tugging at your heart in very subtle ways, inviting you to try me and see if I do not deliver something beautiful to the inner sanctum of your hearts. I know you staunchly push me away, but I also know the signs of your lingering curiosity. Could it really be true that you believe lies about me? Could it really be true that I have already forgiven you and planned an escape route for you? Seek me, and you will find me. You will know the truth, and it will set you free. Do you really believe that Satan can breach my protection of you? Some of you are meant to survive your past and bring healing and deliverance to tortured souls, setting them free from their fate of burning in hell. Some of you I have marked for redemption, so you may enter into a life so much better than what you have lived in with Satan and his wicked plans to destroy you. He has sculpted many lies to keep you in bondage, but I will deliver you from them. Please share this testimony when I have set you free from the fate you have been dreading. Come to me and I will make you free, forever free from the wicked fate Satan has engineered for you. And remember, I created you and I love you and I can recreate you if you come to me and give your hearts to me. Amen.